Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Today's conversation is one that every entrepreneur, leader, and professional needs to hear, because it quietly determines how far you can go in both life and business. Your business will never outgrow your personal capacity. That's the core of what I call the inside-out growth principle. Every system you lead, your team, your processes, your culture, reflects what's happening inside of you. Your mindset, emotional patterns, and daily habits all find their way into how your business performs. The health, clarity, and maturity of your inner world show up in your external results. Recently, I have had the opportunity to speak with a large number of entrepreneurs. Some of them are coming out of the corporate world and starting their own business. Others have been in business for years and are trying to get to the next level. I have found several things they have in common. Almost every one of them wants to know how to grow their business. For many, that means, how do I get more clients or customers? Most people do not start their own business to become a salesperson. They want to bring their passion and expertise to the marketplace. But that means you have to have a business development mindset if you want to have a business. This is where most people face uncertainty and where counterproductive habits can hold people back. Avoidance, procrastination, fear of the unknown. In those conversations, I ask one simple question. Can you have a productive conversation with other people? The answer is almost always yes. Then I say, selling is simply conversations with a purpose. Most of these entrepreneurs find this is a new and more comfortable way to think about selling and gaining new business. Their mindset shifts. That is the essence of growing yourself. If you are willing to receive feedback and shift your mindset, then you can grow, both yourself and your business. For most business owners, the biggest limitation isn't the market, competition, or even strategy. It's what's going on internally, the fears that drive over work, the habits that drain focus, the mindset that keeps you reactive instead of proactive. Until you grow yourself, your business can only go so far. Here's the good news. You can grow. The brain is what scientists call plastic, meaning it can physically change and adapt throughout life. Through practice and intentional focus, you can rewire patterns of thought, emotion, and behavior. You can train your mind for sharper focus, greater emotional balance, and stronger leadership skills. That's not motivational fluff, it's neuroscience. Fixed versus growth mindset, reactive versus proactive. When we talk about mindset, we're really talking about how you see yourself and the world, and that perspective shapes every decision you make. A fixed mindset is reactive by nature. It's driven by fear, comparison, and control. People in this state tend to see challenges as threats and feedback as criticism. They focus on protecting what they already know rather than exploring what they could learn. In a fixed mindset, the inner voice says things like, I'm just not good at this, or that's how I've always been. A fixed mindset is more concerned with looking right than getting better. It's the part of us that resists change, that blames circumstances, or that avoids feedback because it feels uncomfortable. It makes decisions out of pressure or emotion rather than clarity and purpose. It wants to control outcomes rather than influence them. This is where you find burnout, frustration, and stagnation. It's the emotional equivalent of being stuck in neutral. By contrast, a growth mindset is proactive. It's grounded in curiosity, humility, and courage. It sees challenges as opportunities to grow, not threats to security. People with a growth mindset welcome feedback because they recognize it as data for improvement. They understand that failure isn't final, it's feedback. They take ownership for results, even when things don't go as planned, and they focus on what they can learn
rather than what they can control. A growth mindset asks questions like, what can I learn from this? Or, what could I do differently next time? It invites possibility. It doesn't protect the ego, it develops the person. When you're in a growth mindset, you're less defensive and more curious. You're not afraid of what you don't know. You're energized by the opportunity to learn. That shift from reactive to proactive is powerful because it moves you from surviving to thriving. You can often tell which mindset you're in by how you respond to stress. When you're reactive, you defend, justify, or explain. You seek comfort and predictability. You look for control. But when you're proactive, you pause, reflect, and adapt. You take ownership, seek clarity, and act with purpose. One closes you off, the other opens you up. One limits potential, the other expands it. The key isn't to eliminate reactivity, it's to recognize it. Every one of us slips into a fixed mindset from time to time. The goal is awareness, because awareness gives you choice, and choice creates growth. The Inside Out Growth Process. Before we talk about scaling your business, we have to talk about scaling yourself. The Inside Out Growth Process is not a quick fix or a motivational idea. It's a lifetime skill. It's the art of continually developing who you are so you can elevate what you do. It starts with self-awareness. That means recognizing your emotional and behavioral patterns, those autopilot responses that drive your actions and decisions. Maybe you overcommit because you equate busyness with value. Maybe you avoid conflict because you fear rejection. Maybe you take on too much because it feels easier to do it yourself than to delegate. Whatever the pattern, awareness is where transformation begins. Once you can see it, the next step is ownership. Take responsibility without judgment. Growth doesn't come from blame. It comes from acceptance. You can't change what you won't own. Ownership says, this is me right now, but it doesn't have to be me forever. That's the starting point of true maturity. Next comes intention. Define who you're becoming, not just what you want to achieve. Write it down. Describe how your future self thinks, leads, and interacts with others. For example, I want to become a leader who responds calmly under pressure, or I want to be someone who listens fully before reacting. Intention directs your energy and keeps you aligned with purpose. Then comes practice. Growth isn't theoretical, it's practical. If you want to develop emotional regulation, you have to practice it in the moment. When tension rises, pause, name the emotion, breathe, and choose your next move intentionally. If you want better boundaries, practice saying, "Let me think about that and get back to you." Over time, small, consistent actions reshape the brain's pathways. Feedback is the next step. You can't grow in isolation. Ask trusted people for insight. When do you see me at my best? Or what patterns might be holding me back? Their perspective can reveal blind spots that self-reflection can't. And finally, integration. Over time, these new ways of thinking and acting become part of who you are. They move from effort to instinct. You don't have to remind yourself to pause, lead calmly, or set boundaries. You just do it naturally. That's when transformation has taken root. This process never ends. It's not a box you check. It's a rhythm you live by. Growth is a lifelong discipline, not a seasonal goal. Each stage of life and business will call for new versions of you, and that's the beauty of it. You're never finished growing. Why growth pays off, the ROI of development. Personal growth always precedes professional growth. The return on investment is tangible. When you develop better self-awareness, you make clearer decisions. When you strengthen self-regulation, you create steadiness in times of uncertainty. When you grow empathy, you improve communication, collaboration, and customer connection. According to research from Harvard Business Review and Gallup, leaders with higher emotional intelligence drive significantly better engagement and profitability. Teams perform better under leaders who are emotionally balanced and self-aware. And it's not just theory. Organizations that invest in leadership and mindset development see measurable gains in retention, innovation, and productivity. Better self-management reduces conflict and rework. Healthy boundaries prevent burnout. Focused attention leads to higher performance. Growth isn't just personally fulfilling, it's strategically smart, bringing personal and business growth together. Here's the part most leaders miss. Personal growth and business growth are not separate. They're deeply intertwined. Every time you grow your personal capacity, mentally, emotionally, or behaviorally, you expand your professional potential. Your capacity determines your competency, and your competency sets the ceiling on your company's success. When you strengthen self-awareness, you lead with greater clarity. When you develop emotional balance, you create stability in your team. When you grow empathy and understanding, you cultivate loyalty and collaboration. When you build resilience, your business becomes adaptable and enduring. This is how leadership becomes a multiplier. As you grow, everything and everyone around you begins to grow with you. But here's the catch. This isn't a one-time effort. It's a faithful practice. Sustainable success doesn't come from intensity. It comes from consistency. You can't just do growth when it's convenient. You build it into your daily rhythm. Just like exercise for the body, it's training for the mind and heart. Every moment you choose reflection over reaction, growth over comfort, purpose over pressure, you're increasing capacity. And as that capacity expands, so does what's possible for your business, your relationships, and your legacy. Growth, capacity, competence, opportunity, impact. That's the cycle of sustainable success. And as long as you keep growing, that cycle keeps expanding. So let me ask you, where in your business are you reacting instead of growing? What's one personal pattern that might be holding your business back? Maybe it's overextending yourself, avoiding difficult conversations, or leading from stress instead of strategy. Identify it, measure it, and begin transforming it. Because the truth is simple. Your business will only grow as fast as you do. If you're ready to start your inside-out growth journey, I'd love to help you. You can find tools, assessments, and coaching programs designed to accelerate this process at www.ekeyfit.org. Until next time, remember, growth isn't a one-time event. It's a faithful, lifelong practice. And when you grow yourself, everything you lead grows with you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.